Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. Your number was in our queue for a callback. Can I have your zip code?
55940.
First and last name?
Say what?
First and last name?
Larry Byer.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify your address?
It's 109 First Avenue Southeast, Hayfield, Minnesota. 55940.
Okay, and how may I assist you?
I see on my checking account I had a withdrawal of $59.95.
Yes, sir, and they refunded you for that for $29.97.
No, they withdrew it again 2 days later. They withdrew it again.
No, sir. On the 20th of January, they removed $59.95. And refunded you $29.97.
Yep, and then 2 days later, they withdrew the $59.95 again.
No, ma'am. No, sir. We haven't taken any charges for you, from you. On the 20th of January at 4:27 p.m., we refunded you 50% of that $59.95, which was $29.97.
Yes, you did. But then 2 days later, they withdrew again.
No, sir. Not us. You probably have another $59.95 charge, but it's not from us. We haven't charged you anything since the 20th of January, and we refunded you $29.97 back. We haven't taken anything else from you, sir.
It's this phone number that's on it.
Well, sir, I'm sorry they misprinted or gave you the wrong information. It's probably showing up in your system. I mean, on that. It's probably just now showing up on that bank statement that they took $59.95, but they refunded you for that $59.95. They refunded you 50% of that $59.95, which was $29.97.
Well, that's what you say, but that isn't what it shows on my bank account.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what it's showing you there, but our system here says that order with us is complete, and we refunded you $29.97. So that means that you only paid $29.97 for the product, and you were refunded $29.97.
Just give me a second. I'll get in here, and I'll give you the dates. Just a second.
If you like, I can give you the confirmation number for that refund.
Well, let's see. Okay, on the 22nd, you refunded $29.97.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 23rd, there was a withdrawal of $59.95.
That wasn't from us, sir.
Yes, it was. Sharp Lifestyles in this phone number, California.
Sir, if that's on your bank statement, they've misprinted, because right here, and we'll be happy to, if your bank give us a call, we'll be happy to fax this information that we have here over to them. We only charged you $29.97. We charged you $59.95 on the 20th, but you called in and reported that charge, saying that you were unaware that you had to pay the full amount for that product. So as a courtesy to keep that product, they refunded you 50% on the 20th of January at 4:27 p.m. for $29.97.
Yeah, they did, but then they, like I said, then the 2 days later, and there was another charge.
Well, sir, I'm sorry they didn't gave you some wrong information. You might need to call the bank and check up on that, and because we haven't taken anything else from you, sir.
Okay, well, it just shows the withdrawal again. So, okay, well, I'll talk to the bank, and I'll have to get a hold of you guys, I guess.
Okay. Well, I thank you so very much for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.